Welcome to Subway Sports Talk.
Dan, clear of the closing doors, please.
Subway Sports Talk. My name is Peter Kennedy, and I am your host. Thank you so much, as always, for tuning into SST on Apple Podcasts app, Spotify, and on YouTube. If you didn't listen to it, let me just say this real quick. Go check out the interview with Joel Cohen, 20-plus year writer for The Simpsons. You may have heard of it. Emmy Award winner. He just came out with a new book with Dan Patrick. It was a great interview, something different for Subway Sports Talk. And if you didn't see it, go check it out. It was a good time. And also on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, at Subway Sports Talk. But we're here to do NFL picks. It's week five. It's time to get some more picks in. The boys are winning, and all the boys are here for this very podcast with a combined record of 26-21-1. The boys are back for some more wins. First and foremost, Patty Boyle. What's up, brother?
Pete, what's up, man? I'm ready for 3-0. I know we were going to bust some nuts last week, but left a couple of ones for a long winter's nap. But we're ready to bust.
The San Francisco 49ers, they usually don't play with their food, but they played with it just a little bit last week. However, they still came through and didn't save. They probably still saved some nuts for winter. Nonetheless, 3-0, thanks to the San Francisco 49ers. Pat, you were 1-2 last week. Cody O'Connor, you were also 1-2. What's up, Cody?
My picks are doing the talking this week. 3-0, yeah. Incoming. No questions asked. Nothing more to be said. Let's get it rolling.
Big talk right now out of Cody, who has the right to do so. He has the most wins, tied for the most wins this year at a 7-5 total record. Pat 6-6. I am 7-4-1. But last and not least, welcome back to the program, Mark Shanlugan. We missed you for the past 2 weeks. You were also 2-1 last week with a 6-6 total record. What's up, Marky?
2-1 after an 0-3, I believe, the week before. Now sitting 6-6. The number six. Same amount of interceptions as Daniel Jones on the season. So it's great to be back, everybody.
That's good. Mark, let me ask you this.
Finally shows up.
And just throws the smoke instantly. But he wants the smoke. He showed up for the smoke today. So, Mark, I want to ask you this. Have you listened to any of the last picks podcast that you were not on?
No. I have not, Pete, have not had the opportunity. I'm sure there's been plenty of shade thrown my way, but, I got to be able to take what I dish out at this point, right? But I don't really know how you can justify what's going on with the most famous bank robber in the state of New York at this moment. So
for those of you who already. Yeah, and for those of you who are unaware of what Mark is alluding to here, he is a famed Daniel Jones, I don't even want to say hater. It's not strong enough of a word. Just a non-believer, despiser, called him a bank robber. We get it. And I'm glad that you're here to take the smoke and that you can take it. But yes, I have thrown shade at you occasionally on the previous podcast, which is why I was curious if you heard it and thought maybe if you did hear it, you would have came back with some smoke in the group chat. But now we're here to do it live, and live we shall. 26-21-1 through 4 weeks. That's a winning record for the crew. None of us are under 500 at the moment. Mark and Pat at 6-6, Cody 7-5, and myself 7-4-1 off a 3-0 week. So now it's time to keep doing it. Time to keep that record above 500, as it will be our plan the entire year. So Mark Shanlugan, since you're back for the first time in only 2 weeks, not like you missed the entire time. You were on the episode just 2 weeks ago. But why don't you kick us off with your first pick, Mark?
All right. Let's go. It feels great to be back. Pick number one, two-team moneyline parlay. First, we're going to go with the San Francisco 49ers at home on Sunday Night Football against the Dallas Cowboys. Look, Dallas keeps finding themselves in these positions, and they just continue to lose time and time again. I think Prescott gets picked once or twice in this game, and Brock Purdy's yet to lose a game in the regular season. So let me go 49ers pick one, and then pick two. I mean, this is the most biggest layup of the week. They might as well not even play the game. It's over already. Hell, they should call it after the first quarter. The Miami Dolphins to defeat the New York Giants down in Miami this week. Look, it could be 100 degrees down there, 110 degrees. Daniel Jones still will not be able to find fire. He will be ice cold yet again from the pocket. looking like an absolute pathetic excuse, waste of a quarterback, waste of money, whatever you want to call it back there. So Dolphins by a million, 49ers get the job done, minus 115, pick one for me in week five.
It's incredible stuff,
Eddie. Cody, any comments?
Really is. It's impressive. It's just you weave it in. It's just beautiful.
For as much
trash as muted. Who'd you take, Mark? I didn't even hear it.
Dolphins, Niners.
Okay, cool.
For as much trash as you're talking about the Giants, you're taking the Dolphins money line.
Yeah, it would go even odds. You want like a plus 500 parlay?
Why don't you take the Dolphins?
Plus 3,000 parlays are reserved for your Twitter account. They don't need to be brought into this sports talk show here.
Why don't you take the Dolphins -12.5 if you're that confident?
Because then I got to – why would I just not take them to win with the 49ers to win?
I don't know if the Giants are that bad. Why don't you take the Dolphins -12.5?
Because that's a line. I think Dolphins win.
Because you know what, Pete? If I may do my pick next, I'm taking pick number one, the Miami Dolphins -12.5.
Okay.
I have seen enough from this Giants coaching staff. Everything we thought about this team last year was a sham. They are horribly coached. They can't catch punts. They can't block. They can't tackle. The entire team and the entire coaching staff has been a joke so far in this season. So I am not putting heart over head. I am putting brain before heart here. The Giants' three losses this year, they have been outscored 94-15. And the only win, as we know, was a 28-7 comeback win over the Arizona Cardinals, who, yes, are frisky. They're a little frisky-bisky, but not a good team. So you know what? Miami's home. They're coming off of getting shellacked by Buffalo. They want to get right. They are getting healthier. I believe Teron Armstead is really obviously Jalen Ramsey's out for the year, but Teron Armstead's really the only notable injury. So this offense is going to be clicking. The Giants can't block. They can't block anybody, right? If the 11 sacks didn't tell you, if you didn't watch the game Monday, if you thought it was a mirage, if you thought, well, this line screams trap, there's no way the Giants can be this bad. They are that bad right now, and they're not slowing down this offense. And there's nothing the Giants can do to prove to you that they are capable of putting up 18, 20 points to even come within the realm of a cover. So, look, I think it's going to get ugly again. I really do. And I almost hope I'm willing the Giants to a cover. I hope I'm willing the Giants to the biggest upset win in the NFL this year. But until I see it, Dolphins -12.5.
Pete, if I may just cut in real quick. The only person who flip-flops opinions on the New York Giants and Daniel Jones and Pat Boyle are the people that Evan Neal's talking about flipping hot dogs and burgers. I mean, it's just unbelievable at this point.
But wait, Go ahead. Sorry.
I would just say I think the entire fan base and the entire – I would say not the entire. I would say 99% of football fans – are surprised that the Giants are this bad. You who, condemn them to 0-17 before the season started, I think. Maybe you say you're not surprised. But I would say 99% of the general NFL viewing audience is absolutely stunned at how bad this team actually is. So, yes, flip-flopping, call what you will. I've seen four games, and I can't believe what I've watched.
Let me ask you guys this to put some statistics on the faux statistics that Pat just brought up. How many bets, according to pregame.com, do you think, from a percentage standpoint, obviously, how many bets are on the Dolphins in that game, in that matchup?
On the spread or in general?
On the spread.
On the spread, I would say 92%.
Nah, it's too high.
Mark, what do you think?
74%.
No, 88.
Patty B wins. Price is right. 97% of the tickets are on the Dolphins, which, Pat, you're celebrating. If I were you, I'd be nervous as all hell that many people, including all the cash, 97% of tickets, 98% of cash on the Dolphins this Sunday. That's insane. Wow. You do not see that every day. But to Pat's point, not just New York, not just Daniel Jones haters, the NFL universe is disgusted with what they've seen out of Big Blue, or we should call them Little Blue to this point, because they've been so pathetic. My God. Cody, do you even want to talk after this conversation?
Yeah, so pick number one's Giants money line. I don't really care about the Quick Picks podcast. I'm doing this for pride only. Look, I told you before the show, I took the Dolphins in both my Survivor pools. And a big part, I think, of that number being so high is the fact that they've played so many games in prime time. And so everybody's watching. They're under the world's microscope, and they've laid an egg beyond all belief. So I don't have any rebuttal. I'm not going to back the Giants or defend them because there really isn't any defense. Until they show me that they care, why the hell should I? On to pick number one. I hope this is the rest of the Giants talk, because I was hoping with the Tuesday missed podcast that maybe I would escape this conversation. But once I saw Mark Shen grinning on the podcast, I knew there was no chance of that. Pick number one for me. Two legs, team teaser. I'm going Pats and Saints under 45.5, buying it up a little bit. These are two teams that simply have a really hard time moving the ball, and two teams who have a good defense. I'd feel a heck of a lot better about this pick if Judon and Gonzalez didn't just go down for the Pats, which is a big blow to their defensive unit. But I don't think Derek Carr is healthy. I don't think he should have played at all last week. He threw the ball, and Kamara had 13 catches for 33 yards, which is simply a hilarious number. And they're just – I don't see them having any big plays. I don't see splash plays. I think this is a tight game, a low-scoring game. Buy it up a little bit, 45.5. I feel really comfortable there. And leg number two is the continued tour of the Russell Wilson stinks. And we're stopping in New York for the Jets. I'm going to buy them up just to be safe. I think they win the game outright. Jets plus 7.5 is the second leg. Russell Wilson, I don't know what else to tell you. I've been saying it. I don't think I need to keep beating a dead drum. I probably say it just as often as Mark says that DJ sucks. I believe it at least as much as he believes that. I don't think they're any good. I don't think that them coming back against the Bears proved anything. And the fact that the Jets are getting points this week after Zach Wilson actually looked competent, I think that's what Mark's waiting for me to say.
So is he the better Wilson for a little in this bit. Game, the quarterback?
He's the one that I'd probably rather back, and that's why I am. And that Jets defense is legit. So, Russell Wilson, you stink. You're a loser. Your team's going to lose again. Plus 7.5, I feel comfortable at. Minus 115. There it is.
Wow. I love it. A lot of Wilson talk there. And with Zach Wilson now, he's going to be a star, according to certain people in the media, after that week one. And I will say this, on a more serious note, it's nice to see people across media at least pulling back the hate like a little bit to make it less personal and not call him garbage all the time, right? That whole Rodney Harrison thing, that sucked, right? That just like no one wanted that level after a game on prime time of pure hate. And I think there were a lot of people rooting for Zach Wilson in that game on prime time against the Chiefs, which is weird because he's been just the butt of every joke. He's been hated on by many. He's been told he's never going to succeed. And yet I felt it too. I was watching that game. I'm not a Jets fan. And I was like, come on, Zach, make that play. I kind of was rooting for him. And I think now with Russell Wilson being on the opposite end of the spectrum, over the hill, not loved like he was 6 years ago, this is the side to be on. Plus, the defense is the best unit in that game by far for the New York Jets. And that should help them get there. So I like that pick, Cody. And I'm going to piggyback off that pick. And I'm going to use the Jets in my first pick as well. I'm going to take them just like you did from plus 2.5. I'm going to put them in a teaser with one other team. Standard 6-point teaser. Get the Jets from 2.5 up to plus 8.5. And I'm going to take the Indianapolis Colts at home from plus 2.5 up to plus 8.5. Standard teaser minus 120. And I just kind of mentioned it. The Jets Broncos game is very simple. The best unit by far in that game is the Jets defense. The worst unit by far in that game might just be the Broncos defense, which then gives the Jets offense a leg up over the Broncos offense. So those transitive properties that I kind of just laid out there are part of the reason why I like the Jets at 2.5. I lean on them to take them at 2.5. I lean on them to win the game outright. But at plus 8.5 with that defense, you feel incredibly good about the cover on that first leg of the teaser. On to the Colts-Titans game. The Titans just blew out the Bengals. They had their first big win of the season. They actually looked like a real team for the first time all season. However, the Bengals have been a mess. The Titans have mostly been a mess for this year. They haven't looked very sharp, and the Colts have been incredibly frisky. They were down pretty big against the Rams in last week's game, but throughout the entire first 4 weeks, you've seen the Colts compete. You've seen their offense have the ability to put points on the board. They're going to be at home. Anthony Richardson 1 week back again from missing a game just 2 weeks ago. They're moving the ball. The Titans defense isn't a world beater, even though they shut down the Bengals last week. I trust this game to be close. It's obviously a divisional matchup. And anytime you can get a divisional matchup where the teams aren't too spread apart, they're kind of both looked at as lower middle tier teams at this point. The Colts have been frisky. The Titans have been a little bit disappointing. You get that game to 8.5 and you feel wonderful about it. So for my first pick, we got the Jets from 2.5 to 8.5, the Colts from 2.5 to 8.5. And that is -120 standard teaser. And Mark, I believe that brings it back to you.
Yeah, pick two while I'm trying to shove my charger in before my laptop dies.
Shove it, baby.
I'm going to echo a little bit of what you and Cody just echoed. We'll go three-team teaser. Pick one, I'm going to bump the New York Jets up to 10.5 here. I'm still Zach Wilson's biggest fan. However, I'm in the business of W's, and at 10.5, I feel more than safe with the Jets getting that many in Denver. Patriots, we're going to bump them up to 8.5 at home against the Saints. Look, Derek Carr is not 100%. The Saints just really don't do it for me on the road, and I was shocked that they got blown out at home by Tampa Bay last week, and I think New England bounces back a little bit after getting smacked by Dallas. And then lastly, we're going to bump the Titans up to 7.5. And this one on the road against Indianapolis. Titans looked great last week. Trying to stick with the momentum here. Hope these teams can carry it into next week with some of the picks. And look, I'm going to trust Vrabel and co. to get it done over the rookie in this one. So we're going to go Jets plus 10.5, Patriots plus 8.5, Titans plus 7.5, -120 for your around the NFL pick.
You like that, Mark? The NFL logo on your graphic there.
Love
I just
it.
Like I was thinking about how I was going to lay out your one leg with one team winning, your two different over unders with obviously four teams there, and now I'm like, there's six NFL logos. There's only one rectangle. I was like, screw it, NFL logo. Throw it in there. I think it worked well.
I thought it was great, except for the fact that the pick lost.
That's true.
All right, you want me to go, Pete? All right.
Yep.
Leg number two, or excuse me, pick number two for me. Steelers plus 7.5, Chiefs plus 4.5. That's right. I'm teasing through zero again. Off the top of my head, who did I tease through zero last week? And did it work?
I don't know.
The Bengals. And
I was too worried about the nuts we were talking about.
Oh, wait, no. Cody teased the Bengals through zero, and it did not work.
It was close, though. They only lost by, like, 24, so not that bad.
you had me in the first half there, Cody. I was like, it was not close. Oh, okay. Good joke.
I teased the Bills through zero, and it didn't work because I took the under like a simp. And I think that
sounds about right.
The Rams, I guess, were a favorite. I teased them through zero, and they won. But the Browns lost. So both of the things that I teased through zero, I lost because of the other leg. Well, I'm going to tease through zero again. I don't know what you want me to tell you. I'm going to do it again. So, look, this game, this is classic. Classic, rah-rah, Mike Tomlin. We're the underdogs, rally around us, at home, divisional opponent, Steelers and the Ravens. I know that the Steelers offense has been in shambles the entire season. I know Matt Canada couldn't probably put up 20 points with UFC's offense right now. That being said, this is a low-scoring game when these two teams play all the time. And, you know, again, Baltimore, they're getting a little bit healthier on the defensive side of things, and maybe Odell plays, maybe he doesn't. This is a game where the Steelers defense gives you classic steel curtain defense. They probably turn Lamar Jackson over once or twice, right? Probably a strip sack, another one, maybe a tip pass, deflection, interception. And Kenny Pickett plays just well enough, or maybe he hits George Pickens for 65 yards on a slant, and they kind of game manage their way to maybe a field goal loss. Hell, I think they could even win this game. This would probably be, for those of you on DraftKings, this would probably going to be my up 10 early win pick for Sunday is Steelers money line. So Again, I don't think they lose this by more than a touchdown. I think they cover and win, but I'm going to play it safe because I get good old Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs for leg number two. And again, Chiefs going on the road to Minnesota. This feels like, doesn't feel like last stand for the Vikings anymore since they won last week, but they're obviously still in a lot of trouble. I mean, look, this Chiefs offense has been dying to break out. Mahomes is taking blame. He's putting it on his shoulders. He's saying, look, everybody's going to start playing better when I play better. And he gets to now run into the Minnesota defense. So it feels like the Chiefs are due to put up a ton of points. And maybe we start asking questions about a Chiefs defense again after this game. If Kirk Cousins and Jay Jettas put up a huge performance and he goes for, you know, 11 catches, a 185 and two touchdowns, and this is a shootout. I just don't see how the Chiefs, you know, again, lose this by more than four. So I feel very comfortable getting a couple points on each. Steelers plus 7.5, Chiefs plus 4.5. That's minus 106.
Steelers Ravens, Pat, is one of my favorite sayings in sports. Throw out the record books, baby. That's what's going on in your head right now. Throw the record books out. It's down and dirty football.
I will take a home Mike Tomlin dog in a divisional matchup 99 times out of 100. And I will, when you guys are doing your picks, I'll find the numbers to back it up.
Rock and roll. All right. Pick number two for me is hilariously on brand because we just talked about me buying through the zero with the Bengals last week. They got smoked by the Titans, which obviously I didn't see coming or I wouldn't have picked it. We're going right back. I'm going with the team that I picked to win the Super Bowl. I'm staying on the bus until the wheels fall off. I'm riding the ship until, you know, the big wave comes. I watched The Perfect Storm recently, so that's kind of in my head right now. The Bengals line moved on me a little bit, but I'm sticking with it. -3 straight up. It's -115. Joe Burrow says he's healthy, and I'm choosing to believe him. Jamar Chase comes out, and he says, I need the ball more. You know what, Jamar Chase? For you, for the Bengals, for my fantasy team, for this pick, I agree with you. Get him the football. A.J. Brown complained about not getting the football, and that dude has gone nuclear ever since. Sometimes you need the diva wide receiver to just be that diva because usually they're pretty damn good. The Cardinals, they have been frisky. They are not a layup team, but I just can't see the Bengals losing yet again and dropping to 1-4 and almost pretty much putting their season out of touch. With the Bengals, they're a team that can get hot, sure, but you drop to 1-4, you are certainly playing with fire. I just don't see that this week. I think they win the game. I was hoping to get 2.5. I'm getting -3. Give me Joe Burrow. Hopefully that calf is as healthy as he says. Hopefully they roll, get something going. Bengals -3, -115, pick number two. Straight up.
If I could jump in real quick, I do have those numbers for you for Steelers, Ravens, for anybody that's interested. Here you go. In the regular season, when the line is 3 or more, the underdog in this series, 21-3-3 against the spread since 2005. The underdog has covered 11 straight and is 15-1-1 against the spread since 2015. And when Mike Tomlin faces John Harbaugh, the underdog is 22-5-3 against the spread. So home dog, Tomlin and the Steelers, there you go. There's the numbers to back it up.
And that's why, excuse me, I got the hiccups like Pat did the other day. That's why I kind of wanted to just stay away from that game because everything that I've seen this year, excuse me, about the Ravens and Steelers has shown me that I should pick the Ravens in this matchup, but you just can't go against Mike Tomlin in this spot. So you either kind of got to get on the Steelers bandwagon and hold your nose because it's been so rough for them so far, or you got to go against history, like Pat just explains, and go against the Steelers at home as an underdog in a divisional matchup and lay 4.5. Stay away or Steelers. That's what it is to me, so that makes sense to me. All right, I'm going completely out of left field here with my next pick. It is something that I so seldom do is touch overs and unders, so I'm waiting for this pick to lose. I can't wait for it. But let's get into it. We're going to do a two-team. Oh, my God, these hiccups. What am I doing right now? These two teams right here, we're going to take their over-unders and take the overs, and we're going to drop them down 6 points, standard two-leg teaser. Oh, my gosh, I'm going to throw my computer. All right, the Philadelphia Eagles and the Los Angeles Rams, the number's at 49.5. We're going to buy it down with 6 points to 43.5, and then we're going to the Dallas Cowboys and San Francisco 49ers from 45 down to 39. So two overs in this teaser here, and you may think, think to yourself, Cowboys 49ers, two of the best defenses in the NFL. Why are we taking the over there? Well, here's why. The San Francisco 49ers, my God, have been putting up points like crazy this year. Their offense looks like it's going to be unstoppable, and they're going to continue to do so until further notice. Yes, the defenses are the stars of this matchup, but right now, no one is stopping the 49ers. So I expect them to put up points. The Cowboys, their offense has been knocking at the door. They've been getting into the red zone at a wonderful rate, but they haven't been punching it in. I think the other shoe is going to drop. They're going to start scoring some points. But more importantly here, the Dallas Cowboys defense is the type of defense you want against Brock Purdy in this offense. Because the one thing that you hear about Brock Purdy, oh my God, it's getting worse and worse. Brock Purdy throws balls up for grabs occasionally, right? Brock Purdy is one of those quarterbacks that, though he seems like a dink and dunk game manager guy who takes care of business, he does so frequently. He's also one to put the ball into dangerous positions. The Dallas Cowboys are one to take advantage of these dangerous positions and create turnovers. There's been so many balls that Brock Purdy has thrown that are high interception expectation. They haven't been picked off much this year. I think that there's a chance that the Cowboys do so, which leads to more points and why you get them at over 39 as part of this teaser. You go to the Eagles and Rams game. The one thing you can bet on with the Rams right now is that they're going to put up points. They're living in the red zone. They're living in opponent territory. Matt Stafford's playing great football. Cooper Kupp expected to be back this week. They're going to consistently move the ball and have chances to put up points. The Eagles defense, it's talked about greatly all the time about how wonderful they are, how awesome they are. They've been pretty damn mediocre from a statistical standpoint right now. They're middle of the pack in DVOA. They're middle of the pack in yards per play. They're not special right now. Even though that defensive line is good, they still got weaknesses elsewhere, and the Rams are one who can take advantage of it. And the Eagles front, their offense really, really clicked last week. I continue to expect them to put up points, and the Rams on the other side of the ball for defense as well. Still got some playmakers like Aaron Donald out there doing some good stuff, but overall, they've been able to get got on the defensive side as well. So I expect a lot of points, and I feel a lot better getting these numbers down for the Rams and Eagles from 49.5 to 43.5, and the Cowboys 49ers from 45 to 39. So that's my second pick, standard teaser, -120.
All right. I think that brings me to my last pick. I get another three-team teaser for me. I'm going to start with the Baltimore Ravens, going to tease them all the way up to +4.5. Just with the unpredictability of the NFL, I think all signs, Pete, like I agree with you, I think the Steelers should get smoked in this game. Kenny Pickett looks pathetic. The offense looks horrible. They were god-awful against Houston. I think they were lucky to leave Vegas with a win as well. But, hey, you never know. So I'm going to bump the Ravens up to +4.5 because if they do somehow lose this game, I can't see it being by more than 4 points. Leg two, we're going to go to the Detroit Lions at home, the 3-1 Detroit Lions taking on the Carolina Panthers. Look, I love Bryce Young, but the Panthers might have one of the least skillful list rosters in the entire NFL. And on the road and whatnot, I can't see this being a game that Goff and crew drop. And hey, maybe they'll blow him out if Dan Campbell wakes up and uses Jahmyr Gibbs instead of winning a close game. I mean, I don't know what he needs to do to wake up and start doing that at this point. David Montgomery and his 3 yards per carry really needs to stop. And then lastly, we're going to go Philadelphia Eagles, going to bump them all the way up to +4.5 in this one. Look, Cooper Kupp's back. But until the Eagles lose, like I said last year, I'm not getting off the bandwagon. And yeah, I'm taking them, bumping them all the way up to +4.5 points just because in case of the upset, I just can't see them losing by that much. So look, you got two teams bumped up at a pretty big clip, and then the Lions money line -115 for pick three on the week. And I'll move it over to Dwayne The Rock Johnson Jr., Pat Boyle.
Yeah, final pick for me, moneyline parlay, Lions and the Niners. You know, for many of the same reasons, I'll keep it brief. Mark just said about the Panthers. I mean, look, Bryce Young looks every bit like a rookie right now. So they don't have the, what would you say, Mark? The least skilled list position?
Least skillfulness, whatever, in the NFL, whatever you want to call it. They're just not that talented. Least talented, that's a much better way to go.
Look, forget about Carolina. I'll hit on some things you didn't. This is Goff inside, indoor, in the Detroit Dome, where he is as comfortable and confident as can be. I mean, his numbers against the spread and how he performs at home indoors are incredible. So Carolina's defense, I mean, look, their only hope is that they can get after him and, you know, maybe get a strip sack, maybe make a big defensive play, because they're not going to do much offensively, even though I don't think Detroit's defense are world beaters by any stretch. This is the Lions' offense is still going to put up probably 24 to 28 points, and Carolina's just not good enough to do that. So Lions' money line, and then I'm riding with the Niners. They've got the Dallas Cowboys' number, and until I see otherwise, whenever these two teams play, especially in the Bay Area, I'm rolling with the Niners. I'm rolling with Brock Purdy. They are physical. They are going to beat Dallas up. The Cowboys are a soft team when they play the San Francisco 49ers, and you're going to see that primetime Sunday night. I don't see Dallas putting up 20 points in this game. I don't. I think Kyle Shanahan and the Niners defense, look, Grant, you know, they lost D'Amico Ryans, obviously, to be the head coach of the Texans, but this defense is still performing at a really, really impressive clip right now. So, you know, Fred Warner is going to be crunching up through the middle. Tony Pollard is going to have a rough day trying to run through the middle. And I think they're going to do everything they can to take away CeeDee Lamb and force Dak Prescott to beat them, you know, with other weapons, with Jake Ferguson or Brandon Cooks and Michael Gallup. I don't think they're capable of doing that. So Dallas is going to try to run the ball. It's probably going to be low scoring, but San Francisco is just a better overall team. And look, he went from Mr. Irrelevant to maybe Mr. MVP. Brock Purdy is that damn good. So the Niners are going to roll at home Sunday night. Niners money line and the Lions money line, minus 116.
All right, pick number three. I'm going with the classic Cody O two-team teaser here. the Chiefs, Pat, you didn't even have a face, buddy. I just stole your whole thing. Whatever. He's not even good.
That's supposed to be. He's drinking an espresso over there.
That's the Patty B two team, right? The same game, two team, two leg, whatever the hell you call it.
There's a play on you. You could take whatever you want to take, Cody. I didn't trademark it yet, buddy.
Good. I'm sending it to the higher ups at Subway Sports Talk. Pete, I'll text you after. All right. Same game, two leg. You guys kind of alluded to it earlier, a couple people. The Chiefs' money line is leg number one. Simple and plain. You get Patty Mahomes, you get those boys. They haven't even looked great yet, and I think that's one of those things that's scary for the rest of the league. Their offense is going to get rolling at some point. The defense has been really, really unexpectedly this good. I think we knew they were pretty good, probably close to middle of the pack. They're playing like a top five, top seven unit right now, and they're playing against a Minnesota team that, yes, they got off the schneid. They got their first win this week. They did not really impress me in that game. The second half, it took the Minnesota defense and some turnovers to be able to pull that one out. They won. They covered. But it was a one-score game, and it was very much in the balance against what I think is probably the worst team in the NFL in the Carolina Panthers. So give me the Chiefs' money line leg one. And part two is over 43.5. Buying it all the way down from 52, that's going to be minus 110. I just told you I think the Chiefs are coming out scoring points. The Vikings defense is not very good at best. They're probably a bottom third team or unit rather in the NFL. And for as much as the Chiefs defense has been good, Kirk Cousins seems to find a way, even if it's garbage time, to put some points on the board to keep the game somewhat close. And so in this game, I could see him doing that, but I can't see the Vikings defense having another great performance. So over 43.5 feels fantastic. Chiefs money line. I'll take Pat Mahomes until the wheels fall off, man. Give me that guy. Give me Andy Reid. I've said it before, and I'll stick with it. Kind of like what Mark's saying with the Eagles, man. Until they prove me wrong, I'm going to stick to it. So pick number three, Chiefs money line over 43.5, minus 110, 3-0, incoming.
And now you guys both mentioned the Chiefs game here, and, you know, an old version of me would have just blindly taken the Minnesota Vikings as dogs in this game because this line stinks. Let me tell you, there's a line out here that smells really bad every single week. It's the Chiefs-Vikings line this week. I mean, Vikings plus 3.5 against this Chiefs team is flabbergasting. And yeah, the Chiefs didn't look great against the Jets. They haven't looked amazing yet on offense this year. The Vikings are turning the ball over at like historic rates right now. They're minus 9 in the turnover window. I desperately wanted to just blindly take the Vikings plus 3.5, hold my nose and hope for the best because it feels like the thing you're supposed to do because it feels way too obvious just to take the Chiefs, but I don't have the guttural fortitude to go ahead and take the Vikings. I'm not going to do it. I just want the people to know that if the Vikings do win, I was right. I'm going to take that victory if I get the chance. But, however, I'll move on to my final pick, and we're going to go with the Houston Texans +1.5 at the Atlanta Falcons. And this is surprisingly a bet on quarterbacks partially too. You got C.J. Stroud lighting up the world right now. You got Desmond Ridder just being absolutely horrendous as a quarterback for the Atlanta Falcons. The Texans are doing all the right things. They're playing sound defense. They're putting some pressure on the quarterback. Their defense is okay, but their offense has been the story. They're not turning the ball over. They're moving the ball consistently on everybody. We just saw what they did against the Steelers, who obviously have a great defense, where they just put up bucket after bucket. The Falcons are frustrating to watch because for all the weapons they have, Ridder cannot get going. I think this is going to be a relatively close game. I think the line is properly placed at 1.5. You definitely want to take that point because it could come down to a field goal. So Houston Texans +1.5. It's a little bit sketchy because you don't want to ride a rookie quarterback for multiple weeks. They're on a 2-game win streak right now, but I feel pretty good about what I'm seeing from C.J. Stroud and them boys in Houston because right now they are cooking on offense, and I continue to expect them to do so, especially in the air against a Falcons defense that hasn't gotten many sacks, hasn't turned the ball over much this year. Texans edge this one out. That's my third pick. And now, Pat, I don't know. Are you also not seeing Cody and Shen in the chat right now, or is that just me?
No, I think most of this episode we've been having trouble hearing you.
Correct.
Oh, so yep. I'm lagged out. But why are you and I so crystal clear right now?
You're actually black on my screen right now, Pete.
Yeah, I don't maybe think it's you not can crystal clear. That. We lost the peoples. I'm losing everybody right now. Pat's just there staring at me saying, yeah, you're lagging out.
Yeah, I can't see you right now, Pete.
Oh, well. Well, anyways, I guess that's all we got for the episode today. Anyway, that's Subway Sports Talk. Week 5 picks. Some connection issues on my end. Usually it comes out pretty clear in the post with this lovely program we got over here.
It will. So we're all making a hullabaloo about nothing.
Yeah, so it's been pretty rough, I guess. I didn't realize that you guys were dealing with my bad connection, but that's all we got. Subway Sports Talk, Week 5 picks. Follow along on social media at Subway Sports Talk on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, as well as on the podcast and YouTube. Subscribe, rate, review, notification bell, drop a comment. We appreciate you all the same. So that's all we got. Subway Sports Talk. Cheers.